From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel says its military forces shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence came one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. Meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who have become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees currently stranded along the Syria-Jordan border and hundreds of dying because they are cut off from food and medical aid. President Obama, joined by a bipartisan group of political, security, and business figures, has urged the U.S. Congress to ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. With about 4 months left in office, the Obama legacy in the region may well hinge on whether U.S. lawmakers ratify the pact. This is VOA News. Witnesses